little bit.
Mm.
All right, so that's the plan we have.
What about
Oh, no, wait, I forgot
vegetarian?
to put the front porch on. Do we have what?
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, that's the front porch.
What about leading from the porch to the ground? You have
I have half steps.
Mm-hmm.
There's steps there, and of course there's some steps here, too, back here at the back. And the steps in here. Here are the steps in here.
You call those the steps going upstairs?
Mm-hmm. I call them the stairs, too.
Okay.
All the steps. I said steps, so I guess I do, don't you? I said it without thinking. All right.
I see.
And it's a very old house.
Mm-hmm.
And these doors right, these windows right here are jib.
Are what?
Jib doors, called jib doors.
I'm afraid I don't know that either.
All right, I'll show you that, because that's an architectural term. I don't know how much of that. Quite a few people have. Open up into two parts and get out onto the porch.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the kitchen. Now, did you ever see kitchens built different or say built separate from the rest of the house?
This kitchen was originally separate from the house, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This house was originally on these two lots. The lot next to it and the lot here.
Mm-hmm.
And my father bought the house and half the lot. And the
mm-hmm.
and the house was moved down to this part of the lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the kitchen and that little back room that I spoke to you about were really separate from the house
mm-hmm.
up to that time. But
mm-hmm.
They were moved over too. And they were joined to the house
mm-hmm.
by, well, the roof. They had to have a roof. And there's really a space between the back porch and the kitchen. There's a tiny little space. It's been sort of filled in.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows you that that part was separate
mm-hmm.
from this part until the two things were moved together.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why they used to do that?
Well, no, I know that they did that for convenience in living in this house when my mother and father bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the original idea of the kitchen being separate from the house was to keep all the noise and the confusion and the various odors that come from a kitchen from the rest
mm-hmm.
of the house. And when you had slaves and servants, you see, you didn't consider that. That was perfectly all right. You didn't worry about the fact that the food had to be brought in such a long distance.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else brought it in, took it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't worry the people who owned the house.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, when there were no longer quantities of servants, you wanted it to be more convenient,
mm-hmm.
so far as the house was concerned.
You know, what did you have from the, or what did you call the thing that you had from the kitchen to the rest of the house for you to walk over? Do you remember a special name for that?
Well, there wasn't any such place because you went from the back porch. You went from the hall onto the back porch.
Mm-hmm.
You went from the dining room back into the pantry
mm-hmm.
or the back porch originally.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that you went on into the kitchen.
Well, when
I'll show you.
The back porch
connected
the kitchen and back when the kitchen was separate.
Now when the kitchen was separate, I don't know what they did.
Uh-huh.
I that's before my time when
mm-hmm.
the kitchen was separate. I don't know.
Do you remember hearing